Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Very feeling really good today. How about you guys? And if anytime you wake up and you don't feel like you're in the best mood, it's great to just move your body and tell yourself whatever you need. So if you have to jump around, if you have to make yourself laugh, talk to yourself in the mirror, whatever you have to do to get out of funky mood, because if you stay in that mood, if you wake up and you're like, and you just drag that on, it's just going to domino affect your day. So I want to say thank you guys for doing that for me each and every day. You guys re-energize me and give me a little boost and things like that. So thank you for being here. I'm gonna go ahead and do the morning shout out. So go ahead and load them up. I seen you guys were bright and early today. Thank you so much. And if you are watching anywhere around the world, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, because I know I have some international watchers. If this is your first time watching, please let me know where you're watching from. Do not forget to hit the subscribe, you guys. I'm not that far from 100K. I need your help to get there. And it would be great if you guys subscribed. If you guys, the ones that tune in, subscribe, like, and comment down below and all of that above. Because when you guys help me in that way, I can just come back each and every day for more content, better content, and all of that great stuff. Because, you know, we all need each other. What is going on? So I see you guys in the comments, but it's saying nobody's watching. I'm really confused on what's going on today. Can you guys hear me and see me okay? Good morning. Let me know if you guys can see me and hear me okay. And then I'm going to go start the morning. Let's see. Can you guys hear me? Let me check YouTube. Because what is going on? Sorry, y'all. It looks like, okay, you guys can't. Okay, cool. Cause it was like nobody was watching, but I see you guys in the comments. Okay, thank you. Y'all, sometimes, technical difficulties, right? But thank you so much for being here. Good morning, Edwan. Yes, you're at your dorm. Congratulations. Edwan is in school. Good morning, Lacey. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Nastasia. Good morning, Kiamber. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Dia. Good morning, Deshandra. Good morning, Sydney. Good morning, Sedmones. Good morning. Good morning, Hope. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Dad. Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Nelson. Good morning, Valerie. Okay, thank you. I don't know what was going on, y'all. I don't know what's going on, but thank you so much for being here. Thank you for waking me up. I didn't say anything. I was just giving some Ashley, I was just giving some morning announcements. So please, you guys, subscribe, share, hit the like button, all of the above. Hey, 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 good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So Destiny says she can't see me. Can you guys see me now? What is going on? I wonder what's going on. Okay, so you guys can't hear me and see me. I'm sorry, I don't know what is going on with this. Why can't it say people can't hear me or see me? Okay, so I'm just gonna keep going. So hopefully you guys can stay tuned for those of you who can see me. Cool, thank you. don't know what's going on today. So today we are going to talk about preparation. You know, yesterday we talked about really scaling back and going after what we have and what God has called for us to do. Let me look at yesterday's notes. But today we are talking about preparation. Preparation. Oh, yesterday we talked about sacrifice. So yesterday we talked about what are we going to do to sacrifice what we want. When we want to align with God, when we're getting on the same page with God, we want to align, right? So today we're talking about sacrifice. I didn't forget to pray. I'm going to pray for you guys, so don't worry. But we are going to talk about how to prepare for everything that we want and need and how we align with God and ask God. And in the midst of that, when we're not feeling ourselves or we're not feeling good, what do we do in the midst of that? Okay. So, oh, thank you, Sydney. So I'm going to go ahead and do the morning prayer and we're going to jump into it. It says waiting on me. Really? That is so weird. I don't know what's going on with Yardstream today. So we're just going to pray and keep it pushing and pray that everything is okay. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for waking us up. Thank you for another day. Thank you for bringing us all together. I pray that whatever is going on with the technical difficulties stops. I pray that we all can see and hear and get this message and let it be through you. I pray for understanding, discernment, knowledge, patience, strength, and sacrifice for everyone here that's watching, that is willing to kind of let go of what they want in order to align with what exactly it is you want for us. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, no. I don't know what's going on. I'm so sorry, y'all. That is so weird. You know what? Let me do something real quick. Let me see. Let me see if this will work. You guys stand by for one moment. Sarah, hush, baby. I'm so sorry for those who can see me. I just want to make sure that this broadcast isn't jacked up. Let's see if I delete this, what will happen? I wonder about now. Maybe now will be better. Okay. That is crazy. I mean, restart. And we're just gonna work from there. I'm so sorry, y'all. We're just gonna restart. I see me on YouTube. I'm confused. Okay, it says you guys are back. My bad, y'all. We're having technical difficulties today. We're having technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on with the software that I'm using, but we're just going to keep it pushing. So how do we prepare? Now, one thing I learned, right, in the midst of getting what we want, right, and I always tell you guys, pray for what you can't buy in a store. Go to God, ask him for whatever you need, right? And one thing I learned is that he has to work with something, right? So we can pray and we can be there and we can be waiting. But we have to always remember faith without works is dead, right? So when we're in the midst of it, so say you're in a depression and you're asking God, I need help. Get me up, get me up, get me up. The first step is to yourself, then get up. Does that make sense? Like we have to, whatever we're praying for, we have to meet God halfway. If we want to be more focused, we have to start doing things and implementing certain habits and certain ways we go about things in order to make it true, in order to align with exactly what we want. So we have to make sure that while we're preparing, while we're sacrificing, while we're getting things out of the way, while we're sifting and we're removing things and we're getting back into alignment or getting into an alignment with what God wants, that we are being very true to ourselves, asking for what we want, and then also showing up and meeting him halfway. Remember we talked about faking it till you make it? And it's not so much faking it as in lying to yourself, right? We don't want to lie to ourselves. We don't want to lie to the world or lie to people because then we're being deceptive. We're not honoring ourselves. We're not doing exactly what is needed and necessary to ensure that we're doing everything that we can. What ends up happening is, you know what, you guys, if you guys can go on YouTube, it says it's still working. I don't know what's going on with phones and stuff like that. I'm so sorry. We're going to just keep rocking my pad, y'all. But you gotta align. So we have to reshape our minds. So when we're asking God for things, when we're trying to align, when we're trying to get up, when we're trying to, or we're trying to get exactly what we want, right? Reshaping our minds in the preparation, saying, okay, I'm asking God for this. This is what I want. Am I doing the things necessary to make that happen? Am I in alignment? Am I, y'all, here goes R, am I actually making the action steps to move this forward? You know, if we're praying for a new job, are we updating our resumes? Are we on LinkedIn? Are we networking with people? Are we doing everything in alignment to ensure that we're getting what we're asking God for? You know, if we want to lose the weight, if we want to gain the weight, are we going to our doctors and seeing if there's anything else wrong with our bodies? Are we going to the gym? Are we eating healthy? What are you doing to be in alignment with God or what you're asking for? So in the midst of that, that's all about preparation. That's all about preparing for what we want. So we need to ensure that in the midst of, you know, doing all of that, we're praying, we're faking it until we make it. So when you don't feel like it, you be honest with yourself. I don't feel like it in this moment, but I have no choice but to keep moving forward. I have no choice but to get up. I have no choice but to continue on with my plan. I have no choice but to keep praying, keep moving, and keep going forward. Good morning. How is it now, you guys? So that I'm in alignment with what God wants and what God has for me and what God sees for me. You know, we pray for him to unveil it. We pray for him to show us our purpose. But he can't do anything for us if we're not doing, taking the right action steps. I saw something very important yesterday. I think that Ronnie Brown posted, and she was like, man, forget this. It's all about strategy. What is the strategy? Thank you, guys. What is the strategy you're using in order to manifest what you want? Because sometimes we know what we want, right? We could be praying for it. We could be on our way. But something isn't clicking. Something's off. Something's missing. Recheck your strategy. Is your strategy right? You know, you can go to the gym and work out for hours, right? You could go to the gym and work out for hours. I could sit at home and eat all I want to gain weight, right? If the strategy is wrong, it's not going to work. If you're a salesperson and you're trying to hit a certain amount of sales a month and sale call after sale call after sale call after sale call, you're not getting any leads. You're not hitting something. Something is wrong with the formula. You have to go back and reshape your formula. You have to go back and reshape your strategy. So in the midst of preparation, in the midst of us trying stuff, if things aren't working, reshape your strategy, reshape your mind, you know, because sometimes he's just like, man, it's right there. It's right there. But we have to do the work, y'all. Faith without works is dead. Make sure that your circle is straight. Make sure you're not the sixth broke person in the midst of the circle. You know, if money or mindset or anything is what you're trying to get after, make sure that the people that you associate with, especially your top five people, whether it be your friends and your family, are on the same page or on the same wavelength, that they're moving in the same direction. Doesn't mean that they have to do the same thing that you're doing. It doesn't mean that they have to be doing exactly what you're doing. You get up at the gym, they go out to the gym. No, but that they're not sprinkling their limiting beliefs on you, that their conversations aren't low vibrational, that every time they come to you, that it's not about BS, it's not about gossip, problems, and it can be your family. You know, sometimes you have to tell people, good morning. Sometimes you have to tell people, you know what? I love you so much, but I can't deal with this right now. This is not in alignment with what I'm trying to do, especially when there's nothing you can do to help them. I'm not saying leave people, you know, forget people because you're so busy doing you. No, you know, if family was there for you, you'd be there for family. If friends were there for you, you'd be there for your friends. But at the same time, is that person causing hell for themselves? Because sometimes you can give people the formula, the sauce, the know-how, all the advice in the world. You can't physically make them do anything. You can't take them out of their element, out of their rut, and manipulate and make them do exactly what you want them to do. It doesn't work like that. you know, it won't happen like that. Only they can get up, pray, and to take the action steps. So watch out for that. If you have a friend or a relative or somebody in your life that constantly shows up and wants your help, wants your advice, and is constantly in this cycle of repetitive garbage, then you have to distance yourself from that person in a loving way. You can love people from 50 feet, you know? And sometimes we're so loving, you know, sometimes we're so helpful and we want them to be better, but we can't do for them more than they are willing to do for themselves. You can't show up for somebody more than you show up for yourself, for one, and you can't physically, like I said before, physically make anybody do anything. So make sure you're auditing your circle. Make sure you're making sure the people in your life, the people that you're talking to, you're divulging your dreams to, that they're in alignment, that they're on the same vibrational path. You can't tell everybody everything. You know which family members you can tell, hey, I want to do this for, and who you're not, especially the ones that go, you tell them something and they go, oh, really? Okay. Or they're like, well, how are you going to do this? And how are you going to do this? And how are you going to do this? And how are you going to do this? You know, it's one thing to get feedback. It's one thing to say, hey, I'm doing this. What do you think? You know, or you know somebody with that expertise and you're saying, hey, what do you think? But don't let anybody with limiting beliefs, I don't care who it is, where you know that you wouldn't trade lives with them, tell you about your life. You know, sometimes you can live a little bit, just, you know, they might give you a nugget or two, depending on the person and depending on why they're giving it to you. But don't think for one minute that your relatives can't be jealous of you. It could be your parents. It could be your siblings. It could be, you know, your significant other, if you're not careful, if we don't pick the right person, you know, but the people around you can be the most jealous because either something that you're doing now is something that they've always wanted, or maybe you got the most attention in the family growing up with, you didn't have any issues with that. You guys, don't waste. And if you're the person that's jealous, don't waste any time with jealousy. Don't waste any time with jealousy. The minute that you find yourself in a jealous moment, stop yourself. Anytime you're like, well, why this person did it? And why this person? I do this to myself sometimes. You know, if I see something and I get a negative attitude, I'll go, wait. What is it about? What's going on inside of me that's making me feel this way about this person? And if there's nothing that you secretly admire for real, then maybe you shouldn't be around that person if it's negative. But anytime you find yourself jealous, or why she get to do that, or oh, they're on vacation again, or oh, she's pregnant again, you may have to remove seeing them from your vision for yourself. But then ask yourself, what's the real reason? What's the real root? Where's that coming from? Because jealousy is nothing but FOMO. You're missing out, your fear of missing out, or somebody has something that you don't want, but it's low vibrational energy. It's toxic. You don't have any room for that. Is it a human emotion and experience? Of course, everybody's going to feel that way one day out of their entire lives. But what you can do is you can turn that jealousy into power. You can turn those negative thoughts into power by checking yourself. Why am I feeling that way? Why do I feel like she's doing too much? Why I feel like she's so full of herself? Why am I mad that, you know, she always got her hair, her nails? Why am I? Ask yourself. Or, oh, he always got a girl. Or, oh, just, oh, she's pregnant again. We have to remember and remind ourselves why we feel that way. And 9 times out of 10, it's because we're jealous. You know, anytime somebody tells you, you're doing too much, you need to sit down. Oh, you a lot. Okay. If you're not harming anybody, you're not being disrespectful. You're right place, right there. It's right place, right time, y'all. Hello. Because I feel like sometimes we forget that. We do us a little too much that we forget our inside voice and our outside voice. But, you know, look at yourself. You know, somebody bought a house. Are you happy for them? Or are you upset because your house isn't here yet? Somebody else is getting engaged. Are you happy for them? Are you jealous? We have to check ourselves. That's a part of the preparation, because you have to, in order for you to do anything for anybody else, you have to be solid with you. You know, and one thing you don't want to do is lie to yourself. You never, 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 never lie to yourself. You are your own best friend. You are your first line of defense. So if you're not feeling well, you need to figure out what the root of that is. Oh, I'm so sorry, Destiny. I hope you could hear me through all of this. I apologize. If you have an issue, you need to figure that out. You have to get to the root of it. If you are feeling just like unworthy, unloved, you feel like, oh, it's never going to happen for me. Oh, I can never get this, or I can never get what I want. Figure out where that comes from. Dig deep. Do not be in a world of delusion for yourself, because if you're in a world of delusion and you're lying to yourself, oh, everything, you know, oh, I'm okay. I'm not that broke, or I'm not this, I'm not that. You got to wake up and smell the roses. It's one thing to, you know, have your blinders on when you're trying to just make it and figure it out. Got it. But you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be real with yourself. You have to be there, stand up and say, you know what? What is really going on? Because if you don't know what you're doing wrong, if you don't know what's wrong, how can you fix it? If you're like, oh, everything is okay, you know, everything's fine. No, it's okay to say, hey, I'm not okay, but I'm figuring it out. No, I'm not really feeling that hot in this moment, but I'm going to do better. I'm going to get better. No, I'm not really. And it's okay to say, hey, I don't know. It's okay to say something's wrong. I don't know what's wrong. And you start going through the thing. That's why journaling, you guys, if you guys don't have a journal, I'm so sorry, y'all. If you guys don't have a journal, if you guys don't have a therapist, something to get it out. You know, I don't know how people sometimes function without planners, y'all. And some people can do that. They can keep it in their head. That's cool. But it's good to get all that stuff out. Because when you keep it in, you bury it, it causes dis-ease. It causes dis-ease in your mind, your spirit, your body, everything. Dis-ease turns into disease, but not being treated. A lot of the cancer that we have, all of the diseases are internal. They start from being internal, y'all. That's why women have a longer life expectancy than men. You know, we're more emotional. We get our emotions out. We go a lot about how we feel. Men are more logical, right? So a lot of men don't waste their time on their emotions, even though they're super important. And sometimes women, we can be too emotional and not logical, right? There is a balance. But because men harbor how they feel on the inside, it loses life expectancy. Look it up. Most women outlive men, and I firmly, that's being one of the root causes of it. You know, holding it in and saying you're okay and lying to yourself and never expressing yourself and never being honest with you. It's okay to like not show everybody your cards. You don't have to broadcast to the world that you're not feeling well. You don't have to broadcast to the world that you're not in a good space. But the minute that you lie to yourself, the minute that you don't fix and work on it, you know, behind closed doors or figuring out what's going on with you, you're doing yourself a huge disservice, because you have to get to the root of it. You have to figure out what's wrong. You have to ensure the people that you're going to are also good for you. You know, even your therapist, sometimes you got to be careful with those people. You know, make sure that that person is in alignment with you. Make sure a lot of things, everything that you're doing is in alignment. From your relationships, if you're in a relationship and you don't want to be in it, why? If it's money, start saving your money. You know, do not cause yourself dis-ease, because all it does is get worse. It doesn't get better. Are you at a career, in a career that you absolutely hate, that causes you misery, pain, stress, anxiety, nausea? Do you guys know that the brain is so powerful? Y'all, our brains are so powerful. Our beings are so powerful. Do you know that a situation can literally make you sick mentally? Like, you can mentally not want to be somewhere, or mentally not want to be around somebody, or mentally not want to deal with something, and it can physically make you sick. because your body and everything in your spirit and your mind is telling you, I hate this. You can break up, you can break out in a rash because you absolutely despise whatever's going on. Your body can physically cause. So if it could do that externally, imagine what it can do internally. Imagine you harboring up all of those emotions, all of that aggression. And I think that's why a lot of men go to the gym, to be honest with you, to get it all out. They do it in a more constructive way. Women, we seem to cry sometimes. I'm a crier. But that's where our men go to the gym. They work it all out. They get their frustration, everything that they have bottled in, out in the gym. So maybe you're not a person that cries and lets it out. Maybe you're not a person that journals. You have to figure out an outlet for yourself. You have to figure out an outlet for yourself. Thank you, Travis says, I've been there. Let's see, Dia Dia says, a lot of time insecurity comes from what people around you say and what they do to you. Then move from around them, right? If somebody is causing you discomfort, jealousy, sometimes even, y'all, even if I cause it to you, let it go. Stop following me. Don't follow people that make you feel uncomfortable about yourself. But then ask yourself, why do I feel this way? And maybe you can come back around. It's okay. Maybe it's just for a season where you got to do something different. Maybe you're just not there yet. You know, but don't be around people that make you feel like that, that make you feel insecure, that talk down to you, that belittle you. Absolutely not. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a parent. I don't care if it's a friend. And I'm so sorry for those who it keeps going in and out for. I see it. I don't know what's going on. I apologize. But that's why you have to audit your circle, even if it's your mom. Yes. If people around you, everybody on here is an adult. Ain't nobody on here a child. I guarantee it, unless you're watching with your children. Everybody's on here as an adult. Everybody's in your life because you allow them to be in your life. Everything that's happening to you is because you allow it. So the minute that you own your power and know that, hey, even though you're my parent, you're my mom, you're my dad, I'm not dealing with this because you're causing me dis-ease. And I'm not going to allow you to break my body down. I'm not going to allow you to break me down mentally. I'm not going to allow these things to continue to happen to me. So I need to disconnect from you until you get yourself together, or until I get myself together to where I can deal with you in the way that I can deal with you. And it takes practice. It takes standing up for yourself. It takes a lot of discomfort, especially if you have like Caribbean parents or old school parents. You know, sometimes you can't even say nothing. You just got to be like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this today. They get on the phone. Hey, they start talking. Hey, you know what? I got to go. I love you. Bye. You do not have to stay on the phone with nobody. You don't have to allow somebody to talk down to you, belittle you, anything. Everybody's an adult. I'm adult. You ain't going to talk to me like that. All right, you going to continue to talk to me that? I'm leaving. If you want access to me, you got to talk to me. You got to talk to me, but different. And a lot of times they continue to act like that because of how we allow them to act like that. Because we shrink back into that childlike mindset. You know, we shrink ourselves mentally back to that 6-year-old, back to that 12-year-old, back to the time when you were young and you used to get whoopings. You're not that person no more. Honor who you were. Understand that that was in a time period. You're an adult now. Hey, I love you, but no, we ain't doing that. I'm not a kid no more. I'm grown. I pay my own bills. All of this is me over here. We ain't doing that. Especially if y'all got kids and stuff. No, absolutely not. Dia says, man, my parents are very toxic. I decided I needed space from them and they will never change. So it's a waste of time for me even thinking I control their toxic. You can't. Everybody's saying, yes, I can. You can't. Y'all, because it's rooted in our history. It's rooted on where we come from, but you don't have to tolerate it no more. You are an adult, especially if you're taking care of yourself. If you were taking care of yourself 100%, I love you. I know. And the thing that sucks is because you want that good relationship. You want to be respectful. We had that conversation though. Remember, honor thy mother and thy father is about respect. Just because if I tell you I love you, but I'm not going to let you talk to me like that, that is not disrespect, you guys. And if you read what honor means, it's the perception of respect. So you have to perceive them to respect. But it also, that next verse also tells parents not to taunt their children. See, people only like to look at a little bit. They'll put that in your face all the time. Honor thy mother, thy father. Honor thy mother and thy father. But what does the next verse say? How are the parents supposed to treat their children? You know, so it's a two-way street. Every relationship in your life is a two-way street. So don't allow people to treat you less than. You're grown. You are grown. And I know it's hard. I know that they don't want to hear it. I know that they're not going to change. They're not going to change, but you just distance yourself, and either they're going to respect you and be in your life, because it's not at that, after you had that conversation, look, I love you, but the way you talk to me is really disrespectful. You want me to respect you, but you don't respect me because I'm your child. I don't understand that. That doesn't make logical sense to me, but that's you. So in order for you to be in my life, in order for you to be around your grandchildren, you need to respect me, and not to use children as a pawn at all. No, but you have to respect me. And if you don't want to respect me, then I just won't be around. That's fine. And let them know you're making this choice. It's not me. You're making the choice because I've given you my boundaries, and you're disrespecting my boundaries over and over and over and over again. And I'm not dealing with it. I got other things I have to do. I love you. I want to be around you. But because you don't respect my boundaries, I can't respect yours, because dang sure, if you were being disrespectful, it would be all hell would break loose, right? So I know that conversation isn't going to be that easy and that seamless with everybody, because some parents tell them to shut up. Some parents belittle them. Some parents cuss you all out. I get it. Everybody, but you got to have that conversation either with yourself or set those boundaries, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, because it ain't no way. I had to leave my hometown because it was so, you know what, but you prepared. You prepared to get yourself out of that space, and congratulations for having the courage and the discernment to do so. You know, if the vibrations around you are low, if you got to get out of that town, out of that city, that state, do what you have to do, that country, do what you have to do for you. They lived, and the thing is, y'all, they lived their lives already. They lived their lives. They're continuing to live them at whatever speed they want to live it. But they were already young. They already had their children. They already messed up. They already. Now it's your turn. I want every child down here you don't owe your parents anything. You don't owe your parents anything. You didn't ask to be here. They made a choice, regardless if they liked each other or not. They made a choice to have intercourse, and boom, you were a miracle that came into this world. You did not ask to be here. They made a choice. So you do not owe your parents anything. Okay. Now the Bible tells us to honor and love our parents for the rest of our lives. You can do that from a distance. It doesn't say, the Bible doesn't say you got to hang out with them. The Bible doesn't say you got to call them. The Bible doesn't say you got to talk to them. It would be great. And I'm not telling you, if you have great parenting, go keep on that. Yes. Get to that space. But first, they need to respect you. And you can honor and love people from a distance. Hello, somebody. Shamber says, my parents are something else. I had to get out of that. And I swear my dad thinks I'm 12 and thinks that when I speak back as adult, I'm being disrespectful. And you're not. He's being disrespectful. You can say, you know what? You're disrespecting my boundaries. And you can say simply like that. You don't have to cuss at them. You don't have to yell at them. Please stop talking to me like that. Please stop talking to me like that. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. You don't got to argue. You don't got to get back into the mud with them. You don't got to stoop to their level. I used to do that. I used to get so upset. I used to get so emotional, and I would turn into my 12-year-old self. I would turn into the little girl. I used to do that. I understand what that feels like, you know, where you just shrink back mentally to where you used to be as a kid. You don't have to sit there and deal with that. You don't. You don't. You can say, you know, I love you, but I'm gonna be over here. So when you want to talk right, when you want to talk to me in a certain way, then I'll come back and we can talk. But until then, I'm not gonna talk to you. I do that with men too. Y'all don't let anybody talk to you crazy. You know, it could be your significant other. Until you're going to talk to me with respect, what are we talking about? We ain't got nothing to talk about. Nadia says, Caribbean African parents are something else. They come from a whole different world. They really do. They really do. But don't, and if you can deal with it, cool. But if you can't, start reshaping your life, y'all. You allow anything to come into you, into your life. You don't have, they don't, as much as we want them there sometimes, sometimes they need you. Sometimes I tell you this, sometimes you need that distance and space so they can come to their senses. And if not, unfortunately, but sometimes that space is needed. Sometimes that space allows them to reflect. And that time goes by and they don't see you. They don't hear from you. You know, so check on your parents because, you know, you never know when they're going to leave. You know, you want to make sure that they're still good. But if they are a logical, mature person, they're going to look at themselves and understand that they're the problem. And if not, Travis says it works. Sometimes distance is sometimes distance. You show people with your actions, not your words. Cindy says parents cut up and they know it. And the only reason they do it is because you allow them to. Have you ever seen somebody in a relationship and that person's just talking to that person crazy? Or not even that, let's flip it. Children. You ever been around and went to somebody's house or been around children and a child just doing whatever the heck they want to do and ain't listening and bouncing around and causing chaos and being loud and doing X, Y, and Z? Have y'all ever seen it? You know why they do that? Not because they're a bad kid. It's because their parents allow them to. You do whatever you allow. You guys usher in at whatever you allow. You allow. And that's where you take your power back. That's when you just don't let things just insert there. Take your power back. This is crazy. I told my parents last night, stop calling my husband. Stop getting over involved in my life. And I need space from them. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one thing to go to your parents for like advice. But it's a whole nother thing if they all in your bed, they calling in. No, boundaries. If you wouldn't let your best friend do that, don't let your parents do it. Ain't no way my best friend is going to call my husband and be talking to my husband about me or about a situation. No, that's my husband. Unless y'all planning something for me, what are we talking about? Unless it's like guy's time and he's off with my dad, what are we talking about? No. Boundaries and everybody's boundaries are different. So you have to figure out what boundaries work best for you. What are you willing to allow and what are you not willing to allow? And sometimes it takes those adult conversations to nip stuff in the bud. Just like when we see, when they say the mama's boy, right? When the mama's boy, when he checks his mom, when he says, hey, mom, this woman is special in my life. We're not doing this no more. Sometimes all it takes is a conversation. Sometimes it takes action. But if you continuously allow them to do that, that's what's going to happen. Amber says that personal business out here. Sorry. But yes, we argued last night and I actually cried all because I was angry. I was trying to explain that was my 12-year-old little girl came out, but I snapped back. And it happens when you're going through the process. The good thing about that, though, Amber, is now you know what it is. Right. The good thing about going through those situations is that you can say, OK, now I know what I do in the midst of that. I used to do it, too, with my dad. I love my dad to death. I used to do it, too. And it took my sister to tell me that. It was my sister to be like, I don't go through that with daddy. Why do you let him do that to you? Why do y'all even go there? Why do you let him upset you so much? And sometimes it wasn't even something that he did. It was just something that I had to deal with, part of my childhood trauma and putting him on a pedestal. Y'all, we can't put our parents on a pedestal. They're not perfect beings. They're humans. They're just like us. Bring them back down to earth. You know, don't have these high expectations and think that your parents are supposed to walk on water. They're human beings living a human experience. They just happen to have you. You know, So we have to bring it back down. I used to go through the same thing. But once I, you know, and then it took him to also go to therapy too. My dad also did the work, you know. So some of our parents ain't going to do that, but some of our parents will. Thank God mine did, because our relationship is great now. I worked on myself. I grew up mentally when it came to him. He worked on himself, and we're better than ever. But it takes us understanding where it comes from. And I'm so sorry for those who had the issues today. I don't know what's going on with this site. They're going to owe me some money. My mom and I had a terrible relationship when I was growing up, but we are able to talk when I became an adult and we healed our relationship. And sometimes it takes time. Camber says, when my mom starts to say something off the wall, I give her a look. Yeah. Or say if you have a parent and they keep talking to you and they keep saying, no. All right, I love you. Hey, I'm getting another call. I gotta go. I love you. Bye. Hey, I gotta go. The kids are crying. Bye. Hey, get off the phone. You're not a child. You don't gotta sit there and listen to that. Get off the phone. Travis says, developing a fundamental emotional intelligence will give you a head start to understanding and working with your parents. Ooh, and other loved ones. Very true. We have to grow up in that area, y'all. Yeah, we have to grow up. We have to set boundaries. We have to communicate clearly. We have to take our emotions out of it, because the emotions are triggered. We're triggered. The reason why you cry, Amber, is because you were triggered from your childhood. Just like I used to be triggered from my childhood, because a lot of us had no voice as kids. You know, and that's why I really don't want to do that to my children when I have a child. I get it. Certain things are for parents. And hey, you got to do what I say. Got it. But I don't want to take my child's voice away. I do want them to be able to tell me when they're upset. I do want them to be able to tell me when they're mad at me. And I do want them to be able to tell me stuff, because you can't take a person's voice away for 18 years. And then when they're adult, they're expected to just soar. You know, I want to teach my child time, place, and respect, of course, and being in those boundaries and knowing, hey, you're going too far. But I don't want to take their voice away, because you cannot expect somebody to do something their entire life and know how to switch into adult mode as soon as they turn 18. We have to allow our children, now that we've been through what we've been through with our parents, right? We have to develop our children in a different way. We can't take those old ways of being. Now, some of them we do need to adopt, because these kids out of here are out of control. Let's just keep it a buck. Some of those old school values we need to bring back. Some of those things we need to keep, right? But the ones that did not serve you, you have the power to change them for the next generation, for your next generation, for your children, for your nieces and nephews. You know, we have to take what did not work, take what worked, take why you're so respectful, take why you're so disciplined, why you're so polite. You know, all of those things, don't leave those out, because some people, you know, their parents did such a number on them. They ain't teach their children anything. Their kids don't know manners. They don't know how to say, excuse me. They don't know the difference between adult time and kid time. You know, you have to take some of the good, though. You know, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You know, take the baby out the tub, take the good out and continue on. But some of the stuff we can rework, you know, but I'm happy. Thank you for saying that, Travis. Ashley said, I had to keep my distance from my mom. I deserve to be happy. The reality sucks, but I have a peace of mind. I'm sorry that you had to deal with that, Ashley. It may not be like that for always. Sometimes you guys, we go through things in seasons. Sometimes it won't always be like this. You know, me and my mom go up and down. Sometimes we're great. Sometimes we're not. And I've just gotten to an age where I'm cool either way. I love her. I check on her. You know, that's all I can do. But remember what we talked about, the four agreements. Remember, you can't assume anything, because you don't know what childhood trauma they went through or what they went through with their parents, because those baby boomers did a number on that generation. I'm telling y'all, that generation's a little different. If your parents are in their 50s, early 60s, that generation, the baby boomers did a number on them. I don't know what they did, but child did a number on them. So all we can do is just do our best, get better, and pray. And sometimes it takes space. You know, it's all in the preparation and getting to what we want. We have to fix up our homes. We have to fix up internally, you know, Edwan said my mom FaceTimed me since I'm in a whole different state, and now I treat it as an unknown a caller ID. Now, I will say this, though. I will say this. I understand that our parents sometimes aren't the best, but you never want to put yourself into a – I personally, this is me. Take this with a grain of salt. It's really up to you, Edwan. But you don't want to get into a space of regret where you've ignored that person. Like, that person is reaching out. Your parents are reaching out to you. They're trying to form a relationship. And because you're holding on to something – and you're not giving them the opportunity to grow and heal as you are a person too, you shut them down and something happens to them and you live a life of regret. You don't want to do that. You want to try to mend the relationship as much as possible on your end. What I'm saying is, if that person is exceptionally unreasonable, then you got to do what you got to do. But if your parent isn't like that, then you can always work that in. You know, you can always work it out. If she's calling you, hear her out. You know, I don't ignore calls from my mom. I'll answer. And if the conversation is peaceful, we can continue to talk. If it's going down a rabbit hole of, you know, garbage, then I say, you know what, Ma, I love you. I got to go. But you never want to cut them off because they're never going anywhere. Y'all, they're the only parents we have. They are the only parents we have. And what we don't want to do is look back and regret not trying to mend that relationship, not trying to give them a second chance, third, fourth, fifth chance. God gives us multiple chances. We can't be like that. We can't be so higher than I'm better than this, that we lose they're human beings going through a human experience. Nobody came with a brochure. They didn't have all the resources we have now with children. All they did was, it was just like, good luck. You know, so we can't be that cold to them to where we never talk to them again, unless that's a personal choice. I don't know. You know, everybody's situation is different. If you went through something where you just like, hey, ain't no coming back from that, to each their own. I don't know everybody's circumstance, but you don't want to be in a position where your parent passes away and now you're mad at yourself and you feel in all this grief, regret, and you don't want to have that type of and guilt. You don't want to walk around the rest of your life guilty that you didn't spend that time that you could have spent because you were angry. Don't let your anger overpower. I never once said be angry back. You know, we want to see what is what it is. We don't want to adopt somebody else's emotions and feelings. We want to hold our own, mature our own emotional being, you know, our own emotional state, because we can only control ourselves, right? And we control what's in our lives. But we don't want to get to the place where we're so cold. We're like, you know what? Forget you. And then something happened to them. So I pray that that relationship mends. And she, Amber, I would just have a conversation with your dad. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you can't have a conversation. Sometimes you got to write a letter. And you know what? And you can tell them, you know, I don't feel comfortable talking to you because every time I talk to you, you treat me like a child. I'm not a child anymore. I need you to start treating me with some respect. I need you, the same respect you want me to give you, I need you to give me. You're my child. I don't have to get, yes, you do. Yes, you do, because I'm an adult now and that is my boundary. And if you can't honor my boundaries and honor the respect that I take from everybody, you're not exempt because you're my parents. I don't let Rodney down the street talk to me like that. I don't let Carol at the grocery store talk to me like that. Just because you're my parent, I'm not allowing you to talk to me like that. Just you get the disrespectful pass because you're my parent. You get to be disrespectful. Everybody else got to treat me with respect, but not you. No, absolutely not. We're not doing that. These parents need to learn to treat adult children with respect if they want to maintain a relationship. We go through enough as adults and let somebody treat us like a child. Absolutely. We're not children. But in the midst of us wanting that respect, we need to come to them like adults, right? You can't show up as your 12-year-old self demanding respect, kicking and screaming and crying, because it's not going to work. Then they get the upper hand. It's like, it's all a psychology game. Thank you, Dia. Yes, Brittany, you're absolutely right. My cousin was like with his mom when his mom died and he turned out. Exactly. You don't want to live with regret. So when she call her back and see, you know, see if she's doing okay. Check on her. You know, still try to, you guys, and I'm not saying cut your people off forever. Try to maintain some sort of, you know, communication and relationship, because they're still your parents. You are them. As much as we don't like it and we might not like our parents, we're them. We are two halves of these two people. These two people that came together to create us. And even if we're mad at them, we don't like them, whatever. They made us. We would not be here if it wasn't for their choice. So we still have to honor that. We still have to respect that. We still have to love them. You know, we have to. And it's in us. We want to. Nobody wants to not be like their parents. Nobody wants to not be have a great relationship with their parents. The reason why it makes us so upset is because we yearn for it. We want those healthy relationships. We want to be in that good space. You know, and you can let them know that. Like, I want to be good with you. I want us to be better. But it takes two people to make a relationship work, you know, in any relationship, not just a romantic one, but a parent, a mother and daughter relationship, a father and son, a mother and son relationship, you know, and you got to pray for your parents too, just like we pray for each other and we pray for ourselves and we pray for our lives. Pray for your parents. Pray that they get peace. Maybe they haven't healed from something that they went through as children. You know, our parents and grandparents have went through a lot. Great-grandparents and great-great-great child, the stuff that they went through. Wasn't no CPS when your grandparents were whooping their butt. Wasn't no CPS. Wasn't nobody you could call. Man, our parents got the discipline that our parents received probably was minute to what we received. And they ain't have no laws protecting them back then. So we got to give them a little grace. Let's see. Percy says, I'm just coming in. Yeah, like you, Brittany. Me and my dad are up and down. He hasn't been there for 15 years. I'm sorry, but he acts like he's still learning how to be a dad as an adult. And you guys, and that could be true. That could be true because maybe he didn't have a father, Percy. You know, was your grandfather around for him? Some people did just have kids and they had no freaking clue what to do. And they just did the best that they could, even if their best to you was like level two. And you're like, I needed a level 10 person. And you gave me level two. Sometimes people just never get it. And some things people aren't just good at. But maybe what I will challenge Percy, he might not have been a great dad. But when you have your children, he might be an outstanding grandfather. You know, let your parents redeem themselves with your children. They might not have been a great parent, but they may be an amazing grandparent. I know my grandmother was an amazing grandmother. Her and my mom didn't really always get along. I love my grandmother two pieces. One of my favorite people on the planet. One of my favorite people on the planet. And I know when that lady goes, oh my Jesus. I don't even want to think about it. I'll well up and start crying right now. I'll well up and start crying right now. You know, but you never know. You never know. Just hold on. Hold on. My mom told me because she had us young, she was growing up with us is why she made so many mistakes. Mine too. Mine too. Wait till I write my book, y'all. Mine too. Y'all know the tip of the iceberg of what I went through as a child. I share it with y'all sometimes. You know, I try to share my story as much as possible, but y'all have no idea what I went through. And they did. I grew up with my mom too. Sometimes I felt like I was the adult. Sometimes I felt like, Zara, your attitude, hello. Sometimes I felt like I was the adult. Sometimes I felt like I was taking care of both of us, you know, and it happens. But you were born from that person for a reason, to make you exactly who you are today. So we do have to thank them because we do get our qualities from them, whether we like it or not, you know. Let's see. You just gave me a good idea. Write a letter. Write a letter. Let them know how you feel. And then also, Percy, write the letter with no expectation. Write the letter as a form of I'm just getting my feelings out so you can see exactly how I feel. Do not think that they're going to understand. Don't assume that they're going to get it. And don't assume the light bulb is going to go off. Only do it for your perspective to release because you can't control how that other person receives it. You can't control anything about what that other person does. Okay. I have God, my journal, and a therapist, and Brittany. Oh, thanks. But yeah, I'm not a therapist, but I'm glad you got a journal. I'm glad you got a therapist. Everybody needs a journal and a therapist. Get it out, y'all. We got to get this stuff out. We got to heal. Because when we heal it and we compartmentalize it and we can say, okay, this is this sector of my life. I'm good over here. Then all the other stuff will flourish. But when we got this issue, this issue, this issue, this issue, we got to get all those issues under control. We got to control our lives and not be passengers, but be proactive. Let me get my relationships together. Let me get my personal life together. Let me get my finances together. Like, got to get it together. It says, Sydney says, one of my neighbors was cussing out her youngest daughter at 6:30 in the morning. She does it often and it makes me sad. I pray that when they grow out of it. Ooh, lasting impact on a little girl. Yeah. And we wonder why these little kids be out here talking to people crazy. And why they don't have no respect for nobody, because they weren't showing respect. They don't have respect for their parents. And if kids don't have respect for their parents, they dang sure ain't gonna have respect for no stranger. I hate to see it. Please don't be cussing your kids out, child. And I get it that sometimes a cuss word might slip out, but be careful of what you say to children. You know, don't call them the B word. Don't call them stupid. Don't call them idiots. All of that seeps into their brain, y'all. I remember when Tiffany Haddish, this girl used to be like, girl, you so stupid. She thought that. She was just saying she was funny, but she internalized it as, oh, I'm stupid. You know, so be very careful what we say to kids. So unfortunately, I hate that that little girl's going through that. We just got to make sure we do better for our kids and the people that we're around. You know, and we and be all right with somebody telling you, you ain't doing a great job. Unfortunately, we live in a world we can't tell nobody nothing. You know, how do you handle your parent, handle your parents isn't close to you, but you see them close to your siblings. We are all girls. You can ask. You can say, you can ask your parents. And I wonder what number are you, Ashley? Ashley, what sibling number are you? Are you the oldest? Are you the youngest? Are you the middle child? And also what I will say is, Ashley, it may have been when they had your siblings. Because when my mom had me, it was a very different time in her life. It was a very difficult time. For those of you who have to go to work, have a great day. I'm going to stay on and answer Ashley's question for a second. When my mom had me, she was 20 years old, was forced out of the military by bullies. You know, she was in a situation with my father. She was in her other personal situation. She had a lot going on. So when she came back to the States after conceiving me in Germany, I could just imagine being 20 years old, having to live with my parents. And at the time, they weren't getting along. Dealing with that, being pregnant, and possibly not wanting to be pregnant because of the situation. You know, it wasn't, I'm sure my mom did not plan me. I'm sure I was not planned. I'm sure that I wasn't wanted, possibly. But she decided to have me anyway for her own reasons, right? And we went through what we went through because she was very young when she had me. Now, fast forward when she was around 28, when she had my brother, she was married. She loved her husband at the time. You know, the whole situation was different. So when she had my brother, she was happier. It was planned. She was, you know, and her and my brother's relationship is just different, right? Fast forward a year later, she had my sister. Now, at the time, and I'm going to tell my stepdad's business, but that's between, my stepdad wasn't fond of my mom being pregnant. My mom was dealing with a lot. She was thinking that maybe it was infidelity going on. She had to move and pack us up because he was in the Navy. So she had to move. She was pregnant. She had two children and she had to move, pack up a whole house and move across the country by herself. She had a lot going on at the time. Had my sister, they got divorced. Her and my sister don't have the best relationship. Do you see how things in life can determine the relationship you have with your child at that time because of what you're going through? Y'all, and that's why when you're pregnant, be very careful what you intake. Be very careful with your conversations. Be very careful when what you and your partner are dealing with at that time, because that can have an impact on your child and your relationship for the rest of your life. Ashley says, I'm the oldest. Ashley, you may have went through something that's similar to me. How old was your parents when they had you? They may have not have been in, your mom may not have been in an ideal space when she had you. Unfortunately, and that's not your fault. That's not your fault. Just giving, it's giving some, giving some context to possibly the situation. Then if you know what she went through when she had you or when she got pregnant and what was going on in her life, put yourself in her shoes. Being like, I just literally for the first time really put myself in my mom's shoes mentally, just talking to you about it. She was 20. She was young. She was young. She may have went through a lot. And at that time, unfortunately, it's not your fault, but you were probably just like at a really hard time in her life. And then when she got older and had your siblings, she was in a different time, you know, and that's, and me putting myself in my mom's shoes is like, damn, that time in her life must've really sucked. Yes, she got a blessing me, but that time in her life must've really was trash for her. And when you're not emotionally right or mentally right, it's very hard to bond. Everybody doesn't bond with their babies out of the gate. Everybody doesn't have that same connection with their children, unfortunately. Some people, it's instant, you know, but some people don't bond with their children because of what they're going through. If you're mentally and emotionally drained, you have nothing to give to a child. And now it's an obligation. Now you have to take care of that child because you had the child. So imagine if you're not mentally, emotionally stable, right? Maybe not even financially stable, and you're forced to take care of a child for, you know, because you chose to have the, that's a lot. And that's not your fault. You didn't ask to be here. You didn't ask to go through any of that, but you have to, sometimes we have to just kind of stop ourselves and kind of go back to where our parents were at that time and then be like, damn, not to give them an excuse, you know what I mean? But just to empathize with them. Ashley, you still on? Does that make sense? To empathize a little bit with them, because it may have just been a crappy time for your mom. And unfortunately, what came of that, and she's probably unaware of it. You know, when moms are faced with a lot of stuff, they just go, 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 go. She was probably trying to survive. She was trying to probably, you know, I got to feed this baby. I got to do this. I'm dealing with this. I'm dealing with that. She may have not even had the time to bond with you, Ashley, unfortunately. But the good news is you're now an adult and now you can start fostering that relationship. And it may not be the ideal relationship you've always wanted, but you can say, hey, Ma, let's go spend some time together. Let's go shopping. Let's go out to eat. Let's spend one-on-one time together. You don't always have to be around your mom and your parents when you're with your other siblings. Go do some one-on-one time. Ma, let me take you out. We haven't been out in God knows how long. Let's go out to eat together. Let's go sit down. Let's talk. You know, and in those conversations, you can ask, hey, Ma, when you got pregnant with me, what was going on? What happened? What was dad doing? What were our grandparents doing? What was your life like how did you find out you were pregnant? Some of us don't even know those stories. You know, I know it because it was the chaos of everything that was going on in both my parents' lives at that time was the reason why I knew so much growing up. But they were going through a lot. Full transparency, my dad was in a whole another marriage when I was conceived. Sorry, Dad. He was in another marriage. My mom was technically the side chick. Technically, you know, if we bring it up to these terms. Now, whether they knew, the semantics of the story are beyond me. You know, they both have their own versions of the story. I don't know. Don't care. I'm here. Right. I could imagine dad getting caught up. Mom not knowing what to do. Young as heck. Getting out the middle. That's a lot. That's a lot. So I give my parents grace now that I'm older. I didn't always feel this way. I didn't always see it like this. But now that I'm older, I give my parents grace because y'all were two people having a human experience. And I was a blessing out of that. And I was a good, pretty good one. You know, so we have to put ourselves in our parents' shoes, kind of give them a little grace and see if that helps. And then it gives you a human element to the situation, right? So I hope that gave you some insight. Hopefully that helped a little bit. Nady says that's deep. My brother was the last child and the baby boy. My parents were beyond joyful, but when he was around 3 years old, my parents were almost divorced. I'm so sorry if that happened. You know, and it's not, sometimes it's not, it ain't got nothing to do with the children why people get divorced. They might have been going through it before your brother was born. And they might have thought that that was what was going to bring them back together. And they always wanted a boy. And but, you know, a couple years, they're like, you know what? We still having the same issues. We don't know. We didn't hear every conversation, y'all. We weren't in on every situation, every outing. We don't know. You know, all we can do is ask. They're going to give them, they're going to give us their perception of what happened. And that's it. And so we just can choose to just, hey, it happened. We won't have all the details. So I remember it was my baby brother's 5th birthday and I had to beg my dad to give him a cake and do the same thing and throw something together for his birthday. Oh, yeah, some men don't even care about birthdays because their birthday wasn't celebrated. They didn't celebrate their birthday, so they just don't care. But I'm happy you did that for your brother. But I hope you guys got a little insight. I hope you guys can see things a little differently, maybe. I hope you guys choose to heal your relationships. I know that we didn't start out with this this topic, but I felt that it needed to be said because of all the comments. So I hope that this helped. I hope this shone a little bit of light. I hope that this helped. And I hope that you guys can disconnect and heal a little bit. And don't allow what's going on with your parents to infiltrate what you have going on in your life right now, because you're an adult, you're in charge. But thank you guys so much for being here today. I pray that you got something out of it. I pray that you guys have more peace and harmony in your lives and that we heal these relationships with our parents. No problem. I'm glad you guys got something out of it. And just remember, put yourself back in their shoes. If you're having a hard time figuring out your relationship, take a second, put yourself in their shoes at their age. Remember where you were at that age, because ain't no way I could have had a child at 20, 21, 22, 20. Nope. You know what I mean? So put yourself in their shoes. Think about this with all the information that you know. Think about what they may have been going through at that time. Give them a little grace. Always love them anyway. Set your boundaries. Make sure that you're also respected. And keep carrying on and do everything that's you're supposed to do for you, okay? Because they live their lives. We have to honor them, love them. But you can also do that from a distance if it's hindering you as a person, okay? Oh, thank you so much. Oh, thank you too. I love y'all so much. But have a beautiful and blessed day. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. I will see you guys tomorrow, bright and early. I will figure out what the heck went on. I'm sorry for those of you that were having issues going in and out with the morning motivation. But thank y'all for carrying on and keeping on with your girl. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Bye, y'all.